So hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining. Thank you for joining Making Faith Moves, where I interview powerhouse women who are doing amazing things, who have overcome obstacles, who have decided that my dream is important, their dreams is important, doing God's will is important. And so today I am chatting with Dr. Michelle. I had the privilege of speaking on one of her platforms and it was amazing. And so I thought it was a beautiful idea to kind of get her on, just kind of share some of her story. So we're going to be having some good conversations today. So we're going to see where it leads to. So let us know, Dr. Michelle, who you are and give us a little bit of an introduction.
So thank you first and foremost for allowing me to be here with you. And I am so glad we connected. So I am Dr. Michelle Wells, and I am a speaker, author, and coach. So I am an educator by training. I work in higher education as an assistant or associate professor. I've taught in the area of social work for 20 plus years. And I have had the opportunity to move into this coaching space. I absolutely love it because my heart is to see women get healed, to transform their lives and to really discover again who they are so that they can move from where they are to wherever they want to be. Whatever it is they're looking to do, that's what I'm here to help them to do.
I absolutely love it. I love it, which is why I thought it was just a great idea to have a conversation with you to see, you know, what is your story? You know, what are some things that you've dealt with that may be able to help somebody else? Because the whole purpose of this show is to help somebody else know that they can, know not to give up, know that, hey, things come up, but what are we going to do about it? So with you helping women in the way that you do, tell me what brought that on. Like, what made you start getting into this field to want to do this?
Yeah, that's an absolutely perfect question, because I believe it started, you know, after I got out of high school, actually while I was going through high school, and even my own story, you know, being raised by a father who was an alcoholic, but having a very strong mother. Who really helped us and did everything she could for her girls. But in that, recognizing, you know, in my later years, of course, that there were just some real hurts and wounds that were actually keeping me stuck. They were keeping me in this place of trying to be perfect, shame, guilt, just that cycle. And I realized, as you know, the years have gone by, that cycle really had me showing up with a mask on a lot of times, had me showing up with this false confidence because I was trying to protect myself. And I think that we as women, we often try to protect our hearts. We try to protect against being hurt again, you know, try to protect against trying, to just be seen as somebody that's valuable, but we don't even value ourselves. And so those were just things I had to learn along the way. I mean, it's a long story. I could share a lot of different parts of that story, and maybe I will as we speak. But I realized that the way that I showed up, for example, in my first marriage, was I was a wounded person. I was a hurt person. I was a person that didn't know who I was, didn't value myself. And I wanted somebody else to fix me. I wanted somebody else to make it okay for me. And we have to realize that that's the work we have to do. Like, I had to do that work so that then I could move forward in what it was God was calling me to do. But in that, you don't treat people right. I didn't treat my first husband right. He saw a lot of my anger and my frustration, and he saw a side of me that I don't like, and she's gone now because I don't like her. She was not nice. She was mean. She was wounded, and she treated people through her wounds. The way she treated people, it came from her woundedness. It didn't come from a place of healing. And so that's what I want us to realize as women, that we all have been through something, all of us. And we need to realize that those things that we've been through, God wants us to be healed from, because we have an enemy, right? And he's going to keep bringing it up to try to keep us in a place where we're stuck and we're not moving forward. But we have to make a decision that we are no longer going to allow him to steal, kill, and destroy our dreams. And we are going to take action and get to a place where we do what it takes to heal so that we can show up really authentically and like God has called us to show up. So that's my heart, and it's all come out of a lot of my own story as I was growing up and through the years.
Oh my gosh, you said so much that I want to really unpack. My gosh. So let me go back to the first some one of the first things you said, which was you wanted to show up and be perfect. How did that affect your work? I know you mentioned some of the, marriage, and thank you so much for sharing that because it definitely will show up there. How did that show up in your work? Because, and I'm asking this because I talk to a lot of women who show up perfect, afraid to show their true self. Tell me a little bit about showing up perfect and what that did for you. It's just in your areas of in areas of life.
Actually,
Especially
that
as a Christian, let me add that. Were you a Christian when this happened?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I was.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
So it results that perfectionism really is a separation from God
Ooh.
because I wasn't and I did not depend on him to direct the things that I was doing. So, for example, in my work, I was moving in, moving up in my work and doing all the things that were expected of me. But there was so much stress, so much overwhelm that the joy that God wanted me to have in the work, it wasn't there. Because when we are trying to be perfect, nothing that we do is good enough for us. But it's not about being good enough for us. It's about surrendering to God so that He can use us in the work. So, as an instructor, as a professor, I can see myself many times sitting at my desk, holding my head, ready to scream because I wanted things to be perfect.
Right.
And that's not what God was asking of me. He was just like, show up for these people. Allow me to speak through you. Allow me to, help you to help them. And
Right.
so it really can be very stressful when you're trying to be perfect all the time. And even in that, I'm reading a book right now about the orphan spirit. And one of the things is that you never feel like you're at rest. You're
Yes.
never rest.
Yes.
Because you're always thinking about what do I need to do? How can I make this better? Oh, that's not right. I got to fix it. And that will drive you absolutely crazy. So for women that are struggling with that, release that, let that go, surrender that to God and really just allow him to lead you into what it is he's wanting you to do. And if it's not perfect, it's okay because none of
Right.
us are. And we have to
Right.
be willing to make mistakes because that's how we learn. We learn
Right.
through the mistakes. So
Right.
yes, it can be very stressful. And we know, when that stress comes in, that can result in mental, physical, emotional, all of every part of you is affected when you're under a lot of stress. And a lot of that stress, when we're perfectionists, we bring that on ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's afraid of, being rejected by people or judged. It's just so deep
It's
where
very.
that perfectionism come from. Like it is a whole root that needs to be cut. So that is just so good. So you're saying surrender is to be okay with making mistakes, allow God to help you show up in who you are right now. Knowing that you're growing. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
That's
Because if we were already where we needed to be, we wouldn't need him.
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But if we always keep ourselves in that place of surrender and allow him to help us to grow through it, it doesn't matter how old we are, we're still growing. And when we allow him to help us to grow through it, that's when we're able to really step into what he wants us to do and be and have joy in doing it.
Oh, I love that. Surrender is knowing that I can't do it on my own. I don't need to do it on my own. I just need to be led by God to do it. And even in mistakes, God still loves me and he still wants to use me. That is just so good. Like, I hope that that has helped somebody just in you sharing that. The fact that we don't have to do it on our own, the fact that we have an answer, you know, we have an advocate, you know, that is just so good because I dealt with the same thing, you know, operating in perfection, trying to be perfect, making sure that I don't mess up or I'm not judged. And it's like that becomes so draining. And
Heavy.
then it tries to attach itself to your identity, you know, because how you'll never show up as enough because you're always trying to fix something. You're always
Yeah.
trying to, you know what I mean? Like it
Exactly.
becomes such a headache, like, oh my goodness. And now it's okay. We're human. We're spirit, but we have a human experience. And in
That's
our
right.
human experience, we're allowed to mess up. We're
That's
allowed
right.
to not be perfect. That's so
Absolutely.
beautiful. That's beautiful. So, do you deal with a lot of women who are putting on a mask?
Yes. And the reason I say I call it the mask of false confidence is because we, partly because of the perfectionist, we want to show up in a certain way. We want to look like we have it all together. We want people to like us. We want people to be to value us. And none of that will really give us peace. Until we value ourselves, until we show up authentically, those are the things that give us peace. And so I call it false confidence because we can look really good. Like I wore the mask a lot, a long time. you know, people would give you the accolades and, you know, talk about how great a person you are and all of that. And yet inside, you yourself don't even like who you are because you're not healed, because you're not healed. And so yeah, I call it the mask of false confidence. And sometimes, Regina, we have worn it so long that that becomes our identity.
Oh,
That false confidence becomes our identity.
yes. And it's hard to unravel and
Yes.
really recognize I'm not like this. Why am I
That's
doing
not
that?
me.
That's not me, you know? And it's like you've allowed it to become who you are so much till. Well, God, where do I even start? You know, where do I start with you know, what, peeling back the onion? Where do I start at? You know what I mean? And I was there as well, which, man, I'm so grateful for being able to surrender. And what brought me on this journey is my entrepreneurial journey. And so I want to kind of lead into that. Is that when you realized, when you became an entrepreneur, that you had all these things? Because one of the things that I see is I work with a lot of women who are kind of in the balance of, you know, they want to become an entrepreneur. They haven't stepped out yet. They really want to. Even if you're at work or not, you want to embark on using your gifts and talents. And when you start sharing entrepreneurship, what you have to offer, because most times your business has something to do with you, you start seeing some of that stuff. Is that when you saw it, or is it another time
No,
that you saw
I'm laughing because Lord mercy, when I started this entrepreneurial journey,
it?
wow. I just was like, who are you? Like I had to ask myself that question, who are you? All of these, you know, this false confidence, all of these pent up emotions, all of these unworthy, all of that started coming out. All of that started coming out. And honestly, as hard as it is to stay the course as an entrepreneur, it is the best thing you can do for your personal growth. You know, because you have to learn who you are. You have to recognize the value you bring, even when other people might not see it. You have to stay tenacious and keep pushing, even when you want to give up. You have to learn how to be authentic and really connect with people on that level because the false confidence won't allow you to do that. So it's a whole learning experience. And yes, that's when it showed up big for me. It showed up
Yes.
big for me. And I'm so grateful, as hard as it's been. I'm so grateful because it's like, okay, now after all these years, like, okay, I see who you are. Oh,
Yes.
I see you. I see who, who God created you to be. I see how you've kind of put it to the side and you've hidden it under the bushel. And now God is saying, let it come out.
Yes.
But let it come out, like you said, in the place of surrender. Don't let it come out in a place of pride. That's the other thing.
Oh boy.
Oh my goodness. I don't know about you, but the pride, oh my goodness.
Is a beast.
It's a beast. And to realize again, because I wore the mask so long, I didn't even know it was there. And then I started down this road and I was like, oh man. So it's really, really been a growth journey for me when I started the coaching business, and just the humility that you have to consistently ask God, keep me, help me remain in that place of humility, help me remain in that place of surrender, so that you don't go beyond where, he's calling for you to be, or go beyond even what he's calling for you to say. Like, everything has to be surrendered. Your thoughts, your words, your acts, everything. And so you can't do it halfway.
No, you cannot. Oh my
You
gosh.
can't do it halfway.
Especially in the coaching industry, maybe all of it, I don't know, because even selling a product, you have to believe in yourself and your product that God has given to you and be able to share it boldly and not make it about yourself. So you still are gonna see some of that kind of unveil as an entrepreneur. But speaking of entrepreneurship, let's talk about fear a little bit. Maybe that conversation we just had could have made fear come up. Because of course, when fear comes up, it's already in you. So hopefully, when you recognize this fear, if you're listening, you deal with it, right? And rebuke it and send it back where it belongs, which is not within you, right? And so when we talk about entrepreneurship and fear, what are some fears that came up for you when you stepped into this journey?
Fear of not being accepted, fear of not being perfect, and trying to do it just right, fear that what I had to offer nobody would want, nobody would even, approach me for that. Just, I think, just overall fear of really showing who I really was, right? Instead, and really telling the story of everything that brought me to the place where I am now. So all of those things show up in this journey, and all of the emotions that go along with that, that are kind of wrapped up in fear, like not feeling good enough, being ashamed of who you are. Not again feeling worthy that you can have anything to offer, you have anything to say. God, why would you use me? Like, I, comparison. Oh, that one. That's
Oh, that's a big one.
a big one. The comparison, especially when you do a lot of your business on social media, so you're always seeing what everybody else is doing, what they're saying, you're seeing their success, not realizing, or at least not allowing yourself to realize, that what you see on social media is only a
A
picture.
portion.
It's not the real deal. And we don't know who we're dealing with behind the scenes, right? Just we deal with things behind the scenes. But when you get in that place of fear, you're comparing, like, oh, I need to do this. Oh, and when you do that, you start chasing different paths. And you get distracted from where the path you're supposed to be on.
And then you, of
So,
course.
and then you're off course. So it's just fear just creates this huge, there's a snowball effect. If you think about a snowball and you just keep rolling in and rolling in and rolling, it's bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's why we have to break it. That's why we break it so that we can really, like you said, not get off course, but stay on the path, even when it doesn't seem like it's going in the direction you thought it might go or you'd like to see it go. If it's God's plan, if it's surrendered to Him, He already has the end, the destiny. He already has us at that end point. But we gotta just walk through it.
Walk through it. I love that. So the person who may be sitting here like, I know God told me to do this, but it's not working. Like, do I quit? How do I know when to change paths? How do I know? Talk to that person real quick for me.
When you're there, because I've been there, done that, it's time to get back in God's face and make sure that you are where He wants you to be. Because if you're where He wants you to be, the Word of God tells us He doesn't give us any more than we're able to bear. So even when we want to quit, if we're on that path is peace. Even when it's not looking the way that you want it to look, that path is there's like a drawing to it. Like you can't get away from it. And even when you think about quitting because it's hard, you're still drawn back to it because that's the path He has for you. So when you're there, and I've been there, you just keep seeking. The Word of God says, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. That's the only way, because it's not our plan. It's His plan, right? So are we going to follow the plan that He set out, or are we going to try to go our own way? And usually if you're in the place of wanting to quit, you're probably right where you need to be.
Probably dealing with that stuff inside you.
You are probably right where you need to be. You got to do the hard things in order to get to the thing that God has.
Because you think about the scripture, he says that you are more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. Like that means you can conquer plus some, plus some, plus some. Like we don't just quit any kind of way as a believer. And it goes back to what you said, knowing your true identity. I think about identity in myself and how when I left my corporate job and how my identity was so tied up in it until, oh gosh, it just felt like my whole life had fell apart. But in reality, it was falling in place, and I know that there's still work that I have to do that the Lord wants to do in me. But the leaps and bounds that I've made and the freedom to be who God has called me to be right now today, it's just so freeing. And so, even for the woman who is thinking about quitting or the woman who's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, know that there is a journey ahead and there are some things that we have to unlearn. Even if you are high titled in your workplace, if you are in management level, whatever level you're at, when you decide to step into a purposed life, whether it's on a job or in entrepreneurship, there will be things that we have to let go that may hurt us, that may make us feel a certain kind of way. And I just love that you shared that part of yourself. And so I was going to ask you a question about something else that you said. Oh gosh. Oh, just being okay. So you work, right? And you're an entrepreneur. Tell us about that a little bit, the balance. How do you show up in that? You know what I mean?
And I'm so glad you asked that, because that was it again, it was part of the journey. Because when I stepped into the entrepreneurship, I immediately was like, okay, well, this is going to work for me, and I'm going to let this job go. And I honestly didn't show up on my work like I should have. I didn't honor the work that God had given me to do for whatever season He's given it to for me to do it. And so it was a process to realize that you still have to show up on this job, because for this season you're still called to be there. He
Okay,
has a reason.
rewind, rewind. Say it again
You
for the
still have to
people in the
show.
back.
That's right. You still have to show up. Like God
Yes.
would want you to show up because he hasn't released you yet. And
Yes.
because you're still there, that means he has something for you to do there. So how can you be a blessing while you're there? And when I did that, there's different just opportunities that have come to me on my job that are actually related to my coaching. And
Right.
so you have to honor that. You have to honor that work that he's called you to do, because in all that we do it as unto the Lord. So
Yes.
it's not about men, it's not about who you don't like, it's not about if you don't feel like it, you're doing it as unto the Lord. And so you set your schedule. Okay, I
Right.
had this is the work I need to do for this job I'm on today. And then I can go over and do the work that I'm doing, as an entrepreneur. And I believe that at some point I will be able, like you said, to have the freedom to fully do
Right.
the entrepreneurship. But right now, honor the work that you have, set the time that you need to do the work and do it well, and then do the work of the entrepreneur journey. And I know that a lot of people say you can't do both. People will say, you got to be able to do this 100%. And I get that. I get that. But I'm not released.
Right. Right.
Until I'm released,
Yes.
I just believe God will make up the difference, in what I don't necessarily have the bandwidth or the time to do like I would want to as an
Right.
entrepreneur. So just honor where you are. Honor what you're called to do, because the gifts and the talents are there for you to
Yes.
use on the job. They're there for you to use as an entrepreneur. That's what,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Absolutely. I hope that has blessed somebody, because hearing all these messages to just walk away, that may be their story. You know, hearing all these messages that you don't need to work for nobody, and then you dishonoring your job when God gave you that job as a vehicle to step into your next. And a lot of times we can allow our feelings to tell us it's time for us to go versus God saying, no, not right now. And he has you there for a reason. Like there are people, like you said, that you need to speak to. There are people that need your gift right now. And if we can come from that perspective and not make it about ourselves, then I think it'll be a lot more easy. Because me, I think about me leaving my job. It was so emotional. It was an emotional leap. And I don't think that that was a good leap. Emotionally, because we can leave based off of how we feel. This job is getting on my nerves. The people are getting on my nerves. I can't take this drive to work every day, or this. And those things are real. Our feelings are real. But at the same time, what is God saying? Are we able to quiet down long enough to know, is God saying leave now, or is he saying wait because there is a reason I have you there? So that is just so much wisdom in that. I absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. What would you say to someone that needs encouragement right now? Like, can you encourage them? And then I'll kind of wrap it up. Like, how would you encourage the woman who is dealing with a lot of these inner struggles, unbelief, you know, fear, doubt? What encouragement would you give them? I'm frustrated on my job. I'm struggling right now, and I really want to just get out there. Like, can you speak to her real quick?
I would just say to that person that, first of all, you're not alone. As in this conversation, we've been through it.
Yes.
So there's somebody out there that can walk alongside you to support you, because you are not alone in your feelings. You're not alone in your desire to move forward in your journey. And because you're not alone, first and foremost, God is with you. But secondly, who in your circle can you be vulnerable enough with to say, this is my struggle right now. Will you help me pray through this? Will you walk with me through this? Because no man is an island. We can't do it by ourselves. You need somebody and somebodies to pour into you their journey, so that you recognize that your journey is not unusual. And because it's not unusual, there is a way forward. There is a way
Right.
forward. And as I said earlier, you always have to go back to the Father.
Yeah.
Always go back to the Father.
Yes.
It's and don't make a move until you go back to the Father.
Love
Don't
it.
make a move and
Yes.
make sure you have peace about that move
Yes.
before you take that leap, whatever that leap is, you know.
I love it.
So, yeah.
That is so good. I pray that this blesses somebody. I want to touch on your book real quick. You wrote a book.
Yes. It's called Bold Choices, Transitioning into 2.0. And essentially it's about the journey. It's, you know, because we, like we're talking about, we want to be at the end. We want to be right there in that dream destination that we've dreamed about. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is so much growth in the journey. And so Bold Choices has different, there's different chapters on fear, on doubt, on understanding the undercurrent. What are those underlying issues that are going on? So that the book is about the journey and what you can learn, how you can grow through it so you can get to where God wants you to be. And I think I've realized, and I'm sure you have too, that we will never actually get to the fullness of the destination until, you know, we go to glory. But
Absolutely.
as we're going through, God is growing us. And that's the other thing I want to encourage women with. As God is growing you, as he's building you up, as he's using you on the job, and you know, as an entrepreneur, you are there to help somebody else. This is not about you.
Right.
This
Yes.
is about holding up your sister, you know,
Right.
helping her come along. So we have to realize that if we give up, then somebody's not gonna get what they need because God sent you to be
Right.
the help that they needed.
Yes. Oh, that's so encouraging. That's so good. Tell us where we can find you. If someone's looking to get your book or to find you online, tell us where we can find you at.
So my book is on Amazon. As I said, it's called Bold Choices, Transitioning into 2.0, Dr. Michelle Wells. So you can search either one of those. And then my website is www.drmichellewells.com. My Michelle is one L. So if you put two in there, you're not going to find me. But I am on Facebook also as Michelle Renee Wells. And I'm show up on Facebook a lot. And I show up on LinkedIn as Michelle Wells, PhD. So, yep.
Okay.
Any place, just find me, message me. I would love to talk with you. Because I just want to see us as women. And I believe that in this season, God is using women really, really powerfully
Yes, absolutely.
For his purposes. And so I'm just there to help my sister up.
Oh, I love it. I love you. I love this. You heard me say I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
I mean, I was like, okay, well, hey, I love you. And I do. I love your story. I love, even when you invited me to speak, like, I love everything that you talk about, like your spirit. It is beautiful. And just online we met. And so there are so many beautiful connections you can make. And thank you so much for saying yes to this interview. I appreciate it. May God continue to show you favor in your business. And I know he's going to continue to bless it. And may he continue to send women to you in droves, and that you have the capacity to handle it. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I appreciate it. Any last words that you'd like to share?
I just appreciate being here and divine connections. God connected us for a reason, and I'm just very thankful. And so just remember that, ladies, there's divine connections out there. So embrace them.
So many divine connections. I love it. Thank you again. Thank you all for listening in. Please do me a favor and invite someone to Making Faith Moves with Regina T. Green on my podcast or on my YouTube, Regina T. Green on YouTube. And we would absolutely love your feedback. And of course, you know where to find Dr. Michelle. And thank you again. And you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Gotta stop.